It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Summertime in Montana. The sun is bright and the Missouri River has never looked more refreshing. As I hike along a well-worn trail, I see two gorgeous American white pelicans soaring to an unknown destination. Brilliant white with black wing accents, their stately grace and beauty are breathtaking. I watch them disappear behind a river bend. A little farther upriver, I find where they were going. They're lounging on rocks in the middle of the river. It's a gorgeous sight, and I realize how lucky I am to happen upon them. I wonder why I don't see them come mid-fall. Researchers have been able to clear up questions about where pelicans migrate and what hazards they face along the way. Between August and October of each year, American white pelicans make exceptional journeys in search of warmth and food. Most of the pelicans that are summer residents in western Montana fly along two migration routes called the Pacific Flyway and the Intermountain Flyway. Pelicans that use the Intermountain Flyway travel south through Idaho. From Idaho, they continue down to the Salton Sea in Southern California. Some keep flying to the west coast of Mexico. Others prefer to fly west along the Pacific Flyway, which follows the coast from Oregon down to Mexico. On the other hand, pelicans that spend the summer in eastern Montana use the Central and Mississippi flyways. Both of these flyways lead the pelicans through the central United States and along the Mississippi River to the south. Many of these birds spend the winter near the Gulf of Mexico. Others spend it in nesting grounds in central Mexico. Only a few pelicans from eastern Montana travel west. These birds fly to the Snake River in Idaho and then south to the Colorado. Only a minority of birds that choose this route end up near the west coast of Mexico. These journeys are long and exhausting. It's no easy feat to fly the span of the entire west coast, and the pelicans face many hazards. They risk potentially fatal injuries due to hailstorms or gunshot wounds, entanglements, and collisions with power lines or the poles supporting them. Pelicans are also at risk of exposure to harmful insecticides used near refuges and nesting areas along the Pacific Flyway. Many die of unknown causes. One of the highest risks for pelicans is disease. One disease in particular, type C botulism, seems to be the most deadly. Type C avian botulism is a paralytic disease caused by the consumption of certain bacteria. In 1996, type C avian botulism was rampant in the Salton Sea, and more than 700 American white pelicans died. 11,588 pelicans have died from type C botulism since 1980. Another high-risk disease, West Nile virus, which is transmitted by mosquitoes and swells the brain, resulted in the death of over 9,000 pelicans in 2002 and 2003. In addition, more than 5,000 birds have died from Newcastle disease, a virus that has numerous symptoms ranging from lack of vigor to profuse diarrhea followed by the collapse of the infected bird. If you should happen to come across these stunning creatures, stop and think. Think about the fact that most of these birds have seen more of our continent than many people. Consider the distance that pelicans travel each year and think about all the dangers they face along the way. Think about how many of them never make it back to our beautiful state and enjoy the sight of ones that do. Today's Field Note was contributed by Whitney Burgum. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.